el micrófono de Alicia Perris.
Hola, buenos días, oyentes de Radio Sefarad. Este es un programa en directísimo para el micrófono de Alicia Perris. Esta vez vamos a entrevistar en la Fundación Canal a la comisaria Ante Elgren, una persona especializada sueca en la fascinante fotografía de la misteriosa Francesca Woodman, una autora de origen judío que tiene mucho que contar. Lo puede hacer en Susana. Susana es nuestra traductora, le agradeceríamos que lo hiciera en voz alta para... Gracias. Es muy importante esta exposición en España porque hemos visto muy pocas veces esta autora, que yo personalmente ninguna.
Sí.
So it's a new opportunity this time to see Francesca Woodman work here in Madrid.
Yeah.
Es una nueva oportunidad porque hasta ahora no hemos tenido esa posibilidad. Francesca Woodman, one Italian name and one Woodman, a Jewish name. Le digo que Francesca Woodman nos da la posibilidad de aunar Italia con sus orígenes judíos. Esta es una radio judía para público en general, pero sus padres eran de origen judío. Entonces, ¿cómo casa eso? Roma es muy importante. También las figuras incluso de la religiosidad italiana en la obra de Francesca.
Yes, I agree with you. That's very interesting. And I think one important thing is that her mother was Jewish,
yes.
But her father was not. He had a more Christian background. So maybe she was
divided.
And she had knowledge about both traditions.
Ante Elgren, la comisaria, nos dice que sí, que su padre era de origen cristiano y su madre judía, con lo cual para los judíos era judía y que entonces tenía esa posibilidad de la mezcla de religiones, ¿no? Ella trabaja en blanco y negro. She works on white and dark and black, and also made videos, so moving photographs. So she started color pictures a very little time, isn't it? Le pregunto, le digo que trabajaba fundamentalmente en blanco y negro y con figuras en movimiento, con videos, y que le quedó poco tiempo para el color. That's right.
No, I mean, her main work is with the more classic black and white photography, but since she was a very creative artist, she worked with also other techniques. She tried the diazotypy, the very large photographs with the other colors. She also tried out color photography, and as you said, she also worked, not very much, but she tried out to work with moving images, with video. And I think that's one thing that is very interesting with her, that she was a very creative person who tried out different techniques, but in a way she always worked with the same kind of themes. So there are different techniques, but it's the same thing that she's dealing with and working on,
yes,
in her photography. And that's a lot about her, about identity,
about
the woman's body. And I think the performative aspects of her work is very present in almost all her photographs.
Ella, la comisaria, la señora Telgren, nos dice a la pregunta de blanco y negro vídeos que ella sí tenía una temática muy habitual, su pregunta por su propio yo, su intimidad, su cuerpo, pero que también, en cambio, usaba muchísimas técnicas y estaba abierta a muchas experimentaciones en ese sentido. She's almost a post very young woman when she committed suicide. Yeah. So she's in searching her own identity. Most probably, le pregunto que seguramente estaba buscando su propia identidad porque era una que estaba saliendo de la adolescencia, era una jovencísima mujer con 22 años cuando falleció.
Yeah, that's of course the tragic aspect of her work that she left so early, unfortunately. But I think a better thing to is not to think so much about. I mean, it's there, and you, of course, you think of it when you see her work. But I think it's you should also see all the creativity that you can see in her work. And this fantastic collection of photography of this this very young artist.
She has very themes related to our very, very present feminist ideas, Me Too, etc., etc. And so almost every woman at this time, young women, think they are the first, probably. It's a very, very long story.
Absolutely.
Le pregunto, le digo que ya habla mucho de temas feministas, pero que aunque las jóvenes de hoy piensen que han descubierto el mundo, es un tema de la historia, muy largo.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I know that many artists say that I have also had a Francesca Woodman period. So many young artists, both men and women, I think, artist photographers try out this way of working. The difference between maybe many and Francesca Woodman is that it is so mature and strong. I mean, still we can see that this is a person that had a lot of in herself, and that she was a very intelligent artist and made this fantastic collection of photography. But I totally agree with you, and I also think that this is one thing that makes this work very inspiring for young people. I think they can see what she's dealing with, what she wants to say, and they can listen because they are in the same age.
And Telgren, la comisaria, insiste, como ya en la tournée que hemos hecho de la exposición, en que puede que fuera que tuviera o que tenga, siga teniendo su obra, muy buena conexión con el público joven, en la medida en que falleció, murió, se suicidó con 22 años y bueno, su lenguaje es, she has a very young language, tiene un lenguaje muy joven, como es lógico. Antonin Artaud, a French writer, spoke of a suicide, someone who committed suicide by the society. What's the meaning in the world of Francesca Woodman of the society, the role of her family, the friends, the parents? There are always the parents, as you know. Siempre están los padres. Arturo decía que hay suicidados por la sociedad. Le pregunto a la señora Telgren cuál es el rol de los padres, de los amigos.
I can't know. I don't think anybody can know why she committed suicide. I can only speculate about that. I think she had ups and downs in her life.
Yes.
But she was, her work is very intimate, it's very focused on herself. It's not so much, if you think of photography, can also be very social, and you have street photography, documentary photography, and this is something else. She's working with herself, she's working with the role as a woman, the role as an artist. So that was, she's, I think, was occupied
no by, se sabe,
in her
yes, work. Sorry. No se sabe muy bien cómo puede ser normal, salvo que haya una carta, ¿verdad?, que cuáles fueron los motivos de su desaparición elegida, pero siempre estaba buscando su identidad y probablemente esto es lo que quede de ella, su pensamiento como artista, como mujer y en busca de su identidad. What's the meaning of the angel in her work? Angel yeah. comes from Greek
yeah.
and it wants to say ambassador, somebody who tells
yeah.
something.
Yeah,
le pregunto qué sentido yeah. tiene el ángel, la figura del ángel, el embajador yeah. en griego, el mensajero.
Yeah, I think she was. Since this is a theme that she's coming back to many times, I think she was fascinated by this, the angel who is not alive but not dead.
It's Roman influence, Christian?
Yes, yeah, maybe. That someone in between. I think maybe that was something that she was interested in and thinking of when using the theme of the angel.
El ángel es siempre alguien que vuelve sobre su obra, es alguien que está en el medio. Le pregunto si probablemente tuviera que ver con la influencia de cristiana. Bueno, me dice que está ahí. What's the message from Anna Telgren to the Madrid Spanish and foreign public in order to understand and enjoy, most of all enjoy this
yes.
Wonderful...
Yes, I
le pregunto cuál... Le pregunto cuál es el mensaje que tiene para el público extranjero madrileño para entender y sobre todo para disfrutar de esta exposición de Francesca Woodman en Madrid en la Fundación Canal.
Yes, I of course I think you should absolutely come and see the exhibition, take your time and open yourself to her world. And the exhibition is quite, you can see all steps in her way of working, and you should take your time also to see the video. The video is a key to understand how she was working, to meet this person, and also to experience how she performed in front of the camera.
Dice que es muy yeah. importante, por supuesto, que la gente venga, lo vea, que disfrute, que se tome su tiempo y da mucha importancia, como ya hizo en el parkour anterior, a poner mucha atención en los vídeos, porque es la manera en que ella trabajaba con la cámara. Thank you very much for this interview, a very improvised one, really. Gracias por esta entrevista. We are celebrating a Jewish world New Year, so for everybody, Shana Tova 5780, I can spell in Hebrew. Le digo que el mundo judío festeja su año nuevo, entonces el 5780, que no lo sé decir en hebreo, pero que Anna Telgren and Francesca Woodman bring, please, all the best for everybody, peace, work, happiness and shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you, gracias.
Toda.